Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Before we get to the mailbag, a couple of things here that I want to discuss. First of all, the Cork artwork.
Yes.
That apparently I damaged, and I heard from a lot of people about this, and we ended up giving it to Oscar.
Cork
to
dork.
Repair, or I'm sorry, I didn't. I thought it was a swivel. And I forced it, and it was causing much damage, so my sincere apologies.
It's okay.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
And I think, yes, if I'm not mistaken, a new one is on its way.
Yeah, I've got Oz, you'll have O.
That's right.
Now, the other thing I want to discuss is the Oscar coming in today, and we gave Oscar a little bit of a hard time about going to Vegas at the end of the week.
Yes.
Oscar portrays everything when he's going to do it in such a way as to think that it's... there will be no pleasure. So I ask you, Rob Spiewak, the fact that there will be no pleasure out of this trip?
I didn't say no pleasure. I said
but
it's
not. But it's always toil with
not
you,
Vegas,
and everything is always
it's
hard
not toil
for you.
And it's urgency.
And nobody ever does you a solid, and nobody ever does you a favor. And you know. And I just got the vibe that I think, yeah, it's still Vegas.
No, but
who would not want to be on a plane Thursday night to Vegas?
The logic is there's Vegas. Yes. For, let's say, a trade show,
sure,
and you have an opportunity to go out at night and rage, right?
Right.
There's Vegas for a bachelor party where it's just fun all the time.
I am aware.
Right?
Okay.
Mike, there's Vegas for bowling tournaments.
And there's Vegas for the top 10 executive MBA group in the country, because we are now top 10 at the Robert H. Smith School of Business, just rated by the Financial Times. A lot of fun.
I don't know that I want to clap for that.
And then...
yeah, well, I'm being polite.
Yes.
I'm being polite.
All right,
I mean, I'm applauding one man's journey.
Where we're going to...
I mean, I'm applauding one man who's bettering himself to eventually... be in my rearview mirror, which is the fact. So why should I applaud this?
We're going as a group for my Leadership in Human Capital course.
It's a sex group, Mike.
No, it's not.
incidentally, the course that you are taking that the Mike O'Mara Show and all of us concerned with it, we have done, I think, a very, very nice job of... of bending to your schedule.
Absolutely.
Throughout
appreciate
this entire
that.
Hear that word? That's the word.
Yes.
Appreciate. That's the
appreciation.
That's the vibe when
that's
you
right.
brought up Vegas and I here's the way it went down. Because sometimes we tape two shows on Thursday. And
Mike, they didn't know that.
Yes,
what?
They did. So we taped two
How
shows on Thursday.
Dare you?
And then because I like to do the shows with all hands on deck.
Of course.
And I would rather tape two on Thursday than do one without Oscar there on Friday. But we're going to do one on Friday without Oscar there. And then when I said that, I'm going to give you the hypothetical.
Rob
this
hates
is
that,
the response.
By the way.
This is the response that I would have liked to get from
Oscar.
I said, you know what? Let's just do two, Rob. You and I, let's do one on Friday, and Oscar can go to Vegas, and we'll do a regular show on Friday, just you and I. And you know what I've liked? This is how I would respond.
Yes.
I know it's putting you out to do, you know, with one man down to do a show, but you know what? Thank you for that. It allows me to go out with my MBA group who have nothing to do with you guys and have a great. Instead, we got, I was thinking that. I was thinking that'd be the right thing to do. I was thinking that'd be the right idea. Like all of a sudden he created the scenario there, you know, where
my logic is this. Is one, whatever makes
By the way,
you,
I know how needy I'm sounding.
Whatever
right
makes
too.
You happy, I'm good for. Absolutely.
Okay, but don't go to Vegas.
But I didn't want...
Oh.
Well, that's not an option. Well, it's not an option.
I already said
there
I was
must
fine
be,
with it, too.
There must be some middle ground.
But I know...
What if you just flew to, like, Cincinnati?
No. Yeah. If Zappos worldwide headquarters was in Cincinnati, I would go there.
Yeah, funny, you don't look Jewish.
And that's why I'm going there.
Yeah, I know.
For a full day immersion.
Now, here's
We've got
the
a listener. This is a contact through a listener of the Mike O'Mara Show also.
Johnny Zappo.
Johnny Zappo.
I'm sorry, it's Frank.
Derek Flores.
Derek Flores. I just think sometimes when you roll in, you know, and you roll in like you roll in, and it's kind of like
attitude. It's too good for school. Skinny.
It's just like, hey, I'm getting the NBA. I'm gonna leave you idiots in my rearview mirror. But I just want you to know, okay, that was my attitude coming in there.
We gotta wow them with service. That is one of Zappo's core values that I'm going to learn about when I go to Henderson, Nevada, which is outside of Las Vegas.
You ready for a little, while I'm busting your chops for a little compliment here?
Yes.
I think you have definitely improved the service. And all I ask is that when you get this MBA, and hear me out, because this is extremely serious.
I'm listening.
I mean this more than if I gave you a 10 o'clock at night phone call and we have one of our heart-to-hearts.
I
am all for you getting your MBA and doing this. But here's the this is the most important thing. Please train your replacement. That's what I want you to do. That's it. No, I want you to stay. But
please,
if you are gonna go, I don't want it just to be
two weeks. Why would I go?
I'll tell you, you go, Mr. Zappos sits down and go, hey, I really like this group that you have. Oscar, gentlemen, very nice meeting you. Oscar, could you stay behind for just a second here? How are you?
And you know how it would be, Mike? It would be a guy behind a huge desk, and he'd say, thank you all for coming. There is refreshments in the lobby. Oscar, a word.
But you know what? At the same time, the thing that we've got going for us here and for you, the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show, is that I think that even if that were to happen to Oscar, he would maintain his presence on this podcast.
I agree. That is the truth.
That is the truth of the matter.
And
you know,
God forbid,
I really do believe that, actually.
If they snap him up, would we promote from within?
No.
I'm trying to think who would be the best replacement for Oscar.
Yeah, who is my heir apparent?
That's from outside. When he gets this little thing, you know, they teach you how to hire.
Yes.
And I'll be on ZipRecruiter.com anyway.
Perfect.
But the fact is that
nice plug.
How about that for the
that's
plug?
That's strong.
In there.
The resume of Mike McIntosh keeps coming up.
Yeah. So it's that's all. And then I just want you to know that. Sometimes those of us that are sitting here in our little mundane lives down here, and Lord knows, you know, I feel more mundane when I get down to this land of concealed
weapons and blue hair. That's
yes.
it. You're in Florida.
I feel. That's how I feel sometimes
but
when I
Mike,
get down
But, Mike, is this, and for this is for future reference, but is this something that you would be interested in coming along to do?
To Las Vegas?
No, for example, to Zappos headquarters to have a public relations Q&A, marketing Q&A, to actually take a tour of that facilities, to talk to people about their company culture.
Mm.
Is that something?
Well, you know what, Rob?
We'll
probably have to do the birthdays in the first segment.
I think
I can't resist a good, you know, straight line.
Yes. So would you be interested?
So would I be interested in traveling out to Zappos headquarters with the team and sitting down and hearing
if you are,
how they improve
customer
service?
We'd love to have
service?
You. Yes.
The answer to the first question would be, that'd be a no, but I'll keep you company on the flight.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What the hell was that?
Taxi cab.
What do you mean a taxi cab? I thought we were flying.
Precisely.
All right, Doc, what's going on, huh? Where are we? When are we?
We're descending Fort Hill Valley, California at 4:29 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
The future, Marty? What do you mean? How can we be in the future?
Jennifer, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're in a time machine.
And this is the year 2015?
October 21st, 2015.
God, so like you weren't kidding. What, we can actually see our future. Doc, now you said we were married, right? Yeah. Was it a big wedding? Marty, we're going to be able to see our wedding.
Wow.
I'm going to be able to see my wedding dress.
Wow.
God, I wonder where we live. I bet it's a big house with lots of kids and... How many kids?
Doc! What the hell are you doing?
Relax, Marty. It's just a sleep-inducing alpha rhythm generator. She was asking too many questions, and no one should know too much about their future. This way, when she wakes up, she'll think it was all a dream.
Then what did you bring her for?
I had to do something. She saw the time machine. I couldn't just leave her there without information. Don't worry. She's not essential to my plan.
Well, you're the doc, Doc.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's the Mike O'Mara Show. We're having a fantastic day. Huey Lewis of the news from Back to the Future and the power of love. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Hey, I see him. I see him in back of you, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, yeah, baby. They're here. I want to show you something. You know what? When you buy cashews at a grocery store, you get a little tiny cashew. I want you to see this, Mike. This cashew can feed a family of five.
Oh my God. These are cartoon
massive,
size.
My God. Perfectly roasted, lightly salted, the best cashews I've ever had, and I got them at nuts.com.
That cashew from nuts.com is so large that I could actually make a new recipe, a baked stuffed cashew. Nice. I could actually take crab meat, put that inside of that cashew at nuts.com, and I could give you a baked cashew, a baked stuffed cashew. That is how large that is. Wait, listen, we may be kidding around, but they are massive, and we're massive.
Yeah.
There they are. Oh, I wish I could reach through the video monitor and grab them. Nut Munchers, it's nuts.com. That's what we're talking about. We love nuts.com. Our listeners are getting into nuts.com as well, and we want you to use the code TMOS when you go to get your first purchase at nuts.com. You know what you're going to get? You're going to get four free samples when you go to nuts.com and use our code TMOS. That is a $15 value. You would be insane or nuts not to do it. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. At nuts.com, we talk to the owner of the company. They are all about quality, and more quality. They have over 3,000 snacks, more than just nuts. They've got baked goods, flour. They've got chia seeds, grains. They've got sweet treats, dried fruits, coffees, teas. Everything at nuts.com. Nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get four free samples. Choose from over 50 options. That's a $15 value when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for four free samples with your order. Minimum purchase required. Thank you at nuts.com. I am laughing at myself for the opening of the show today because I love this show. If anybody on the show even slightly rubs the other person the wrong way, we get to do it. We get to get it all out of the way right at the beginning.
Right
of
up
the
front.
Show. And it's funny. I love it. It's fantastic.
Will you entertain a question?
Yes.
When I was putting together today's show opening, happy Back to the Future Day, everybody. Blah, 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 blah.
Hey.
I love the fact that Oscar and I covered it 2 months ago. When I hear the song The Power of Love, I think this is the ultimate WAVA song. Is there a song
I could not agree with you more
that reminds you of working at WAVA more than this song?
Yeah. Now, is it could not agree or I could? Yes, I could not. Yeah, I could not agree with you more. I've agreed with you more.
Yeah. So, it's just whenever I hear this song, it feels like it's 1986.
The go-go 80s.
Yeah.
It was
the big hair. Although it came out in
85. Sexual harassment was okay.
I think, was the song.
There was a song by Huey Lewis before that. There was one hit that he had before that.
Do You Believe in Love?
Do You Believe in Love?
Yep, that was the first one off the Picture This LP.
Okay, and then he became the monster hit maker of Power of Love and Hip to Be Square and all the hits that he had during it. You know, Huey Lewis was the guy, and the thing about it, when you're a disc jockey, a song like that, you want to have drama in all your top 40 records, because when you have drama, it assists you
talking points
in giving a dramatic presentation. And so those songs were just, and there'll never be another era like that.
As far as
you had top 40 radio forever, but leading up to the 80s, but that was also the end of an era with that kind of music. You know, it was really really amazing. But all the songs had this kind of drum. Hey, everybody, coming up about 15 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win a hairbrush. That's right, a hairbrush for the radio station. Hope you like it on WAB.
I was walking.
So it's like, you know, anything you would say, but especially if you were going to, you know, I used Huey Lewis in just tons of production elements.
Really?
When I was doing, well, my roots in Top 40 radio were as a production
and
director.
And that was your door, that was your entree into WAVA, right? You were doing
it.
Production, right?
Came in a couple of days a week. Was not a full-time employee. Was a contract player. I would come in, I would put the records on the turntable. I would take a razor blade and cut tape. That is exactly how I did it. But it was really, it was fun. And then just slowly but surely, you played some Scritti Politti.
Yeah, you'll be that's a good
what
tease
it became.
Coming up.
That's what it became a little later on. You know,
yeah, I think that really the last 5 years of the 80s is the end of Top 40 because I think it became the music became more splintered.
Yes.
And I think really what killed it was MTV Blocks. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
When MTV said, we're not going to mix it up anymore. We're going to play 3 rap videos, then 3 rock videos, then 3 pop videos. And people began to realize, oh, we don't need to mix it up anymore.
Wait a second. What's this?
And then you got.
And it's hard to say who killed Top 40 Radio, but there, you know, I have no idea, you know, how it happened. You know, you can say that.
But can you clarify? Because I know Top 40 as just, I mean, really the Top 40 I grew up with, which was a mix of everything.
That's what
was
it is,
top
really.
What was Top 40 for you guys?
Everything.
Top 40, what I talk about when, in my view of Top 40, and you're absolutely right, Top 40 lasted well past the 80s. But the fact is that I remember when I say the death of Top 40, the death of a limited number of artists that were hit machines and were spectacular.
Your blockbuster
records,
artists?
Blockbuster artists that would come out with hit after hit.
And
after
wouldn't
hit,
you say that would be coupled with the fact that a radio station would be forced to play whatever was popular. Pop
Those
music.
Were the Payola days, right?
Well, yeah,
no,
but that really
no,
doesn't,
it was not Payola. During
doesn't
the 80s,
enter
the,
into it.
Payola was way before that. I mean, it was what
Chubby
it was
Checker.
In the
Dick
let me
Clark.
See. In the early 80s, it was probably Payola would be a small program director at a radio station would get a prize at that point. They stopped giving you really
like
big
promotions,
bags of cash.
Right? They
oh, like
promotions.
If you would get the Wave of Cadillac to give away.
You get
the power
a motorcycle.
Porsche.
You get a power Porsche. Mm. But we did power Porsches with car dealerships, and so that was what. But I'm talking about, you know, when I was down at a radio station in Annapolis, and they came to me and said, "You want to give away a motorbike or a motorcycle for Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant?" I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And, you know, that's,
no
that's
wonder it was a hit.
I hated that record.
But you know what? Mike would be programming a station, and he would play Electric Avenue, and then he would play Huey Lewis, and then he would play Whitney Houston, and then he would play something from Rat. And, you know, that's because it was pop music.
Yes.
Anything that was on the charts, anything that was selling, they had to bring
so
it.
So all the top 40
sampling
artists.
Sampling was a huge controversy when it first started.
Oh, yeah.
When you had that. Now it's commonplace, and it's auto-tune is commonplace.
Well, would you say that at that point in time, and this is fascinating. I apologize for the listening audience that just isn't tracking, but this is fascinating for us. And I'll say that if at that point in time, all the pop artists were pop artists, mm-hmm. not
that's kind
a
of
mix.
I don't want to say top 40, the death okay. of top 40. I want to say maybe the death of pop
yeah.
as I knew it.
And
you
I
had
misspoke.
Artists
I misspoke.
That would
I
tour during
it.
The summer. And, you know, what you need to do now for the people in the Washington, D.C. area in particular, let's talk about Jiffy Lube Live, the music venue out in, you know, the wilds of Northern Virginia. I would urge everybody just take a look at the summer calendar
mm-hmm.
and go back 20 years and do the same thing and take a look at the summer calendar. And what you find is, and it's not even happening anymore, you went through a period where you had contemporary artists that were making hit records that you would hear on the radio and you would drive to the concert to see them perform.
Right.
Then as time has gone by, you have seen less and less and less and less and less of that. And what you get now is 70-year-old performers that
yep.
are doing what they did 25, 30 years
well,
ago.
Well, it's a nice mix.
And it's
mix.
More and more. That's why you get the Stone. That's why you have 80-year-old men who are still touring people because there's no one else that's out there that's doing it at that level. Yes, you have your occasional artists that are breakthrough artists that come out there. But I'm talking about the sheer volume, and I think
yeah.
that's probably the biggest point I want to make. Because otherwise, I sound like every old fart every generation that has had their music.
And I can,
what
I can
we lost
you
were
up.
The multiple artists that we had.
I can back you
them.
Up statistically. If you look
yes.
at the Hot 100 chart, last year I believe there were 11 or 12 number one hits the entire year. That's
you know what?
Stagnant.
Can somebody bring it up? If we've got an intern there, bring up the Hot 100. Pick you, Rob, you're better at this than I. What year would it be? 82, 83, 81?
One of the greatest years for pop music, 1984.
And 1984. Bring up the pop chart from 1984.
You're looking at Prince. You're looking at Michael.
All right, well, let's just do it. Let's do it. Let's see what we have here.
Okay,
because this would be, and I will, and we'll find out whether they would be touring or not.
All right, you know? The Hot 100 singles of 1984 as of year end.
This can bite you in the ass when you go to the 80s, by the way, because suddenly we can be
no.
Music was crap back then too.
The number one song of the year, "When Doves Cry" by Prince.
Who
is currently touring?
And back then, a touring artist who would have a hit on the radio that you would go to see in a venue.
What's Love Got to Do with It? Tina Turner.
Tina Turner. Massive touring artist. I don't think she... Does she tour still? I have
no idea. Once in a blue moon.
When she gets a good parking spot, she tours. Still touring. Paul McCartney with Michael Jackson, Say, Say, Say.
But once again, there's your 80-year-old guy.
Exactly.
Paul McCartney back then was... he was 60 back then. He was touring, though. Although he still does. Okay.
Kenny Loggins, still touring.
What was the hit that he had in 84?
Footloose.
But a monster.
A monster.
I remember playing it as a club DJ, and people would be out of their minds over it.
As a 13-year-old, when I saw that movie, I said, oh, my God, this is the best movie I've ever seen.
But that was there's a great example of that. So we had Paul McCartney, we had Tina Turner, we had Prince, and we had Kenny Loggins.
You're making
a pretty good point.
You have Phil Collins.
Phil Collins would tour
against
all odds.
With or without Genesis, and you would have that. And
picked a good year. Van Halen with Jump.
There you go. I mean, that's that. Think of that music that you hear
great
constantly
Pepsi commercial
to this
as well.
Day.
That's right.
But these were contemporary hits.
Yeah,
back
the
then.
Number one on the radio, Lionel Richie. Right. Hello, sappy, but you know Lionel Richie. Hold it, Mike. But it speaks to your point. Isn't Lionel Richie in residence at a Vegas hotel
right
now?
Yes, he is.
There you go. It speaks to your point.
But he was a current artist back then.
Yes, the owner, not Red.
Of a Lonely Heart.
Ray Parker Jr. Ghostbusters. Okay, you know what? Still valid next week.
But all these songs, every single song you're playing.
Yeah. Let me read you down.
We're hearing on the radio every single day now.
The
on
artist.
Classic station.
Culture Club. Lionel Richie again. Denise Williams. Bruce Springsteen. Cyndi Lauper. Duran Duran. Hold on. Pointer Sisters. Romantics. Laura Branigan. Daryl Hall and John Oates. The Thompson Twins. Cool in the Gang. Stevie Wonder was still on the charts in 1984.
Okay. I see what you're saying. That puts it in perspective with that. Yeah. And I think that's where I'm coming from. And when I said, you know, it was so overwhelmingly loaded
with
different stuff. Blockbusters.
And with that action,
hits.
It was
amazing.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was absolutely, to be involved in it was fun. At the same time, when it started to slow down, that fun turned into just tedium.
I know what song you liked a lot. Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Oh, my God. Get me a rifle.
I love that song.
Get me a rifle. You didn't have to play it seven times an hour.
I agree. And I didn't have the context. I just, as a kid, you're like, this is a great song. Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Here's a little song I wrote.
It's Robert McFerrin.
Right, so
Dad,
anyway,
don't worry about the mortgage. Let's just Don't Worry, Be Happy.
It was so horrible. It was just, but that began to kind of go, sound like Grease Man. So that's kind of a great year, by the way.
Landscape and I think access to music overall, the way, especially when we're digital, does not allow for an artist to really break out like this.
You're right.
Right?
The whole industry
has changed. I think
you're absolutely
right about that. That's it. And I think that also it's lack of, you know, the older artists will tell you, the Keith Richards will tell you, that there is also a lack of musicianship.
Agreed.
So to hear the real... There is so much technical assist, and I'm not talking about, hey, man, they all play to a drum machine. I'm not going there. Where I'm going with that is sampling other people's melody.
Yep.
And that's what I would like to see. I'd like to see more of written melody, you know. And there's a video floating around of a viral video that was a mix of Kanye and Freddie Mercury. Have you seen the video that I'm talking about?
Yep.
The song escapes me, the Queen song that they're doing like that.
Is it Somebody to Love or Someone to Love?
I think it might be.
One of his big singing
songs. But it just
song,
shows you that. And so I just wish that there was more of that. In all of pop culture, not just music.
Dave Grohl put out a quote, and whether or not it's him, it has become his because it was on the internet. He says the problem with music today is they're not allowed to suck anymore. They don't go into a garage and suck and learn their craft. Nowadays, if a kid wants to be a pop singer, he stands in line to be on America's Got Talent or something like that. And that's not the way to do it.
No, it's not the way to do it because it just doesn't. And live music, I go back to Rob Ulipti, you know, as far as the dates when I opened my restaurant, I had to be dragged kicking and screaming away from live music. Because
was it 2003? Oh, 1 or 2, I think.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. And I had to be dragged away from it because nobody wanted that. They wanted club mixes. They wanted DJs. So the fact that you can't even find your local pub or your local corner bar, and now
there's no place to suck anymore.
Well, also now I go into, if you're not in Austin, Texas, or New Orleans, Louisiana, or maybe a little bit in New York City or Las Vegas, you go out and you see... I'll go to a local pub or bar that's got live music on a weekend, and I know what it's going to be. It's going to be the same guys that I see riding Harleys down, the fat guys with gray goatees like me that are playing music, and it sucks.
It always does.
And if I hear another classic rock cover band, I'm going to barf. I can't stand that. And I want new. I want that innovation. And, we might get a little in, say, places like Arlington, Virginia, just outside of D.C. You still might get a little bit, but not nearly as much.
No.
And
never in the suburbs. Never in the suburbs.
You are playing guys with computers, millions of dollars to headline clubs in Las Vegas, and that's where music is right now. I don't begrudge it. In fact, I love the sound of it. If you go into a club, you go into Pure, you go into Tao in Las Vegas, and you walk in and you hear the sound. The sound is absolutely, I think it's amazingly enlightening, and I think it's great. But you're not getting artists. You're not getting a face that's going to go out there and perform live. And there's nothing still that thrills me
when
more.
When someone is slaying on stage and playing an instrument and singing, and you know you're not on the track and you can actually hear the different ranges of their actual vocals, that will move you to tears at times.
Especially
if you see it in an intimate environment, it's incredible.
I saw Stevie Wonder 2 weeks ago, there was during one of his songs, the big video screen just had a close-up of his hands playing the keyboard, and that's that old Clavinex, a Hohner Clavinex.
Yeah, the thing they bring out in the middle of the stage.
And I could have watched it for 2 hours because he is so effortless and
you're
precise.
You're watching someone that has an ability that is so superior to the average human being.
It's
and that's
staggering.
What I miss.
Yes.
To be honest with you, you get somebody in a class for a 2-week intensive course, and there is anyone that can be a club jock. Anyone. I say it because I was there. I know it. You know how to do it, you do it. Now, as far as the recording and creating those sounds, that's a little bit more of a, I'm not going to blow these guys off totally, but at the same time, there's no real appreciation for someone doing what you just talked about.
Life.
And I don't know. Do you think will we ever?
It'll come back.
I think what we're going to see
still
is
lots of art. You watch the Grammys, you see the artists.
Somehow it will merge, and we're going to see people using computers and the advanced technology, but in a more creative way, where they're going to use that to advance the medium. But music doesn't step back a lot. That's the problem.
I would say it's regressed.
But
people that sing now don't necessarily, they can't, some of them can't sing.
No, but I'm saying that is, for lack of a better word, that's an advancement.
When you say doesn't step back a lot, what does that mean?
I think it's ever changing in a new direction.
I totally agree with that. You're not going to have it go back to you're not
going to
have melody and originality like it was with Huey Lewis,
right,
or
and they're
going to
see inspiration from the classics and use that as they propel forward. But it's ever changing. But to see a band to come on the scene and do, say, what Prince and the Revolution did all over again, it won't go because it's not new. And they can be like them, but they can't be them. They've got to move forward.
Fair. If you'd like to weigh in on this, please, in the next week or so, send a letter to Old Fart, Mike O'Mara Show, care of Old Fart.
Dot fart.
We have not forgotten your birthdays. We will open, because it's really not about us and
what we think
and our opinions. It's about you. And we will get to you when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Breathe in.
so deep.
This week on AmeriCast, meet Tony Galley, Vermont listener, and find out how he became such a big fan of TMOS and all of More Broadcasting.
I think of them as friends. I think of their stories, and I relate them to my wife. It's like, hey, they were talking about this today. Like I was talking to a friend of mine or a buddy at work. And that's why I love the show. And I never feel like they're just there to entertain me. They're not just putting on a show to entertain me. And maybe it's naive, but I feel like they're there because they love it. And they're nice enough to let me listen in.
Download the rest of my discussion with Tony and hear more clips from More Broadcasting on AmeriCast. Download it from iTunes or the TMOS app.
That guy gets it. Tony gets it. Marcus, not so much.
No. Yeah, but everything he said, not true. Welcome back to the Michael Merritt Show.
Come on.
I'm kidding, of course. This portion of our program is brought to you by Harry's. I love to wake up in the morning, especially at 5:15, as I did today.
Hey, good
There's
for you.
There's nothing quite like hearing that.
Danny Milk. Daddy Milk.
Was Carla okay?
She got to sleep in. I kept her up late.
Oh, that wasn't Carla crying.
I kept her up late with the promise of when I give Carla crap about going to bed too early.
Yeah.
If I force her to stay up with me because I'm a bit of a night owl myself, she will kind of play my hand to sleep in. So she got 8 o'clock this morning. She
nice.
Got
8
Daddy nice. Got 5:15.
5:15's nice.
How are you?
Anyway, Harry's makes my morning special. It really does. It's a better way to shave. A razor that feels great in my hand and on my face. I'm back here down in Florida. I got this little hook that I have from my Sterling Silver Harry's razor with its wonderful blades that smoothly glide across my face at a fraction of the cost of a drugstore razor. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first purchase of a starter set by using the TMOS code at checkout. Now, that means you'll get a razor. This is what's in the starter set. 3 high-quality German-engineered blades and a bottle of the best shaving cream ever shipped straight to your door for just $10. Just try it. I defy you. Go into any store.
Oh,
go
you'll
to a
love
grocery
it.
Store. Try it. You won't get it. Remember, say goodbye to choosing between expensive brands or cheap disposables and say hello to Harry's. High-quality blades at a price you love. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get $5 off your first purchase. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $10 with the code TMOS at checkout. harrys.com and the code TMOS. It is the best. All right, so I don't know. It's been all over the place, the show today. It happens like
it
that
has.
Occasionally.
It has.
But, it's not really about us, even though we can give you our opinions all day long. Because, ladies and gentlemen, ultimately, we must tell you that it is all about you. It's
all about you. One time.
One time.
One time.
One time.
One time.
Hey, welcome aboard, guys. It's fun, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
First, some get well wishes to P1 J. Clyde. Oh, you know, that's not, doesn't he sound like he could be in a Western, like Silverado, you know?
Oh, fastest gun in the West?
I'm looking. Where are you? Sheriff? I'm here to pick up Jay Clyde.
Jay Clyde.
Jay had surgery this week, but he looks great, and he's up and eating cake and in good spirits. If you have a moment, hit up his Facebook page and wish him well. Come home soon, Jay. Best wishes for a speedy recovery from all of us at TMOS.
Great guy, Jay Clyde.
Today is Alex Gow's 25th birthday. Oh, I bet all the Gows are gathering for that. Since it's Back to the Future Day, could Christopher Lloyd wish him all the best? Well, let's see. I know that a week ago we may have been a little challenged with that. Let's see what happens. Orange, orange, orange!
Hey! Yes!
That is truly special. Let me just get the door over here. Okay, hold on.
Alex, we're running out of time. It's October 21st. The time-space continuum is going to make sure that if you don't mind your P's and Q's, you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and you're going to be 93 years old. Goodbye.
How many gigawatts?
Oscar, I haven't found time to configure the gigawatts yet, so I don't know what's going on. We're going to have to get Marty
to
get the DeLorean. Yes.
I think it's 1.21 gigawatts.
1.21 gigawatts. Heck, you're up. Be whack now. Go see Biff.
There he goes. Well, I don't even know that movie. Swear to God. I do not know that movie. Happy birthday to 2 of the Sheldon girls.
Mike, these are my nominees for names of the week.
The Sheldon girls.
Yes.
Star Sheldon and Pepper Sheldon. Paul Sheldon loves them both.
Of course.
The Sheldon girls.
Yes.
Now, why does Paul Sheldon sound so familiar to me? It's like he's in the business somehow.
I don't think so.
Paul Sheldon.
Well, anything sounds familiar next to Pepper and Star.
Star and Pepper Sheldon. That's
Sheldon's family.
Yeah. Rob gets the letters. Nothing more you can give me on this, huh?
No, this was a brief one. Although okay. His grammar was okay.
Very good. Sarah Beck hits the big 5-0 this weekend, and she'd like advice on how to conduct herself for the final 50 years of her life. You know what I was thinking? On the bonus show today, we'll probably have a visit from Bob Barker, who fell and split his head. You'll hear about that in news you may not need right. on today's show. I find that at 56, although my mind still is, I feel extremely youthful, and that I'm capable of relating to the youth, I feel that 56 is, I feel every day of it. I know that I'm an older person, so I think you have to guard against, you look at a guy like Bob Barker that's going to be around for 40 more years
yeah.
than you are now. You got to kind of put that aside and think young, act young, and surround yourself with young people. That's the advice I would give you for the last 50 years of the final 50 years of your life. Any advice that you have, Rob?
Yeah, make sure your pork is cooked thoroughly.
Thank you very much.
I don't want any undercooked pork.
I appreciate that. Today, John Cooper turns 25 and is training for a marathon in Sacramento. How about a pep talk from the gingerbread man? I get the privilege of using the slot machine. Does everybody else on the show get the privilege?
You know,
of,
I think it's up to the performer.
Oscar, would you like to spin?
Mike, it's all I have.
Okay, very good.
So he's just going
to
do it.
That means that we don't need to spin.
No,
you're just going to
no
do
spinning.
The gingerbread
it's all
man?
I have.
Okay.
It's all
right, here comes the gingerbread man.
Hi, John. You keep it tight on your marathon. Remember to hydrate and watch the legs. Enjoy.
Hey, you know who loved that?
There he goes.
I believe that was Rachel's first time seeing the gingerbread man, and it's like it's Christmas Day for her over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty special,
demo.
Huh? Yep. Talent on loan from God in this room. belated birthday wishes to Matt Hanley. He's 35, and he's growing an epic beard. Well, good for him. Mm-hmm. I hope he's not one of those Brooklynites that gets the beard transplant that they're getting.
No,
kind of weird.
I got plenty of hair down there.
I took it from down there to up here, and now I've got it all. All right, Will Johnson turns 50 this weekend. Now you kids get off his lawn. Warm birthday wishes to three of the Vanaskis. The Vanasky girls. Beth Vanasky, Cameron Vanasky, and Emily Vanasky. I hope there's cake. Thank you. Now it's on to the letters. Hello, boys. On October 3rd, I will be leaving my douchebag 30s, and since I know my prude of a wife will never send in a birthday request for me, I thought I would do it myself. All I ask is for the Leesburg Vulture to promise me that he will hold off a few decades before he comes to feast upon my dying corpse. I'm hoping to see my double douchebag 60s. Thanks for the decades of funny. Please never stop bringing the funny. He's imploring us to continue to bring the funny.
Good parallel.
The music discussion, sometimes it's not all the yuck. We had a serious kind of music thing we were doing there. So, you know,
we informed,
deal.
Though. We informed.
James Watson of Greenville, South Carolina. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you from the Leesburg Vulture.
Oh, hey, you know what happened? The casino comped an impression.
Yeah.
That was a comp.
That's your free drink.
That's right. Yeah, your bird and your birthday comped.
The James Mason impression.
Yes.
Comped.
Moving right along. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. On October 29, I will turn a douchey 47 years old. I have been enjoying the funny since you were on the air here in Green Bay. Then the prick at my radio station pulled your show and replaced it with Sean Hannity. Boo.
Boo.
Hey, listen, let me tell you my take on Mr. Hannity, okay? In order to do what he does, that man makes so much more of a sacrifice than I do, because I was saying this to my wife, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, to roll in every day and pull that crap that the right-wing guys have to do, you've got to be so hateful in your mind to come in every day and spew that's got to take a toll somewhere. They'll never say that, but trust me, it does. It's not like he gets done with that show, trust me on this, and goes home to the wife and kids. It's like, let's make pudding. It doesn't happen that way, okay? It takes a lot of those soul
Sean
to do that.
Hateful pudding.
There it is. Now, I enjoy your, he continues, now I enjoy your podcast every day. The laughs you have brought my life have helped me through some rough times. Thanks for all you do. Keep bringing the funny and go Packers. Craig Coleman of Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's not the.
No.
That's not the
no,
other
no,
one.
No, because the this guy's much one. Older and he's in Wisconsin.
The very name of that, that very name causes me to pause.
I know. Take pause.
Take pause. And feel fear. Anyway, Jeremy Scoville writes, I've been a fan for years, and after listening to Monday's show, Mike should check out the song Follow Your Arrow by Casey Musgraves. I have daughters myself, and one of them recently got a very subtle tattoo, small Cheshire cat on her shoulder. Nice. But she considered.
Stop it!
How dare you? Well,
I'm sorry. But she considered getting an arrow tattoo before she settled on that. I wish she had gone with the arrow.
Do you want to hear Jeremy, the song?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
It's okay. A Casey Musgraves.
Catherine, Rob, you've heard it. Should yes. I dedicate it to my daughter, Catherine?
There is, I think so. I think the overall
That's
spirit of the
really
song.
That's not a really ringing endorsement.
The spirit
right
of the song is very nice. There's a lyric that I don't know if it applies or not, but hey, who am I to judge?
Who are you?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Here's
right,
Casey.
What's the song called? Follow Your Arrow.
Follow Your Arrow. Casey Musgraves.
Damn,
be yourself.
Easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me call her up.
Oh. Play it to the label.
On demand. Please.
She
wears these sweet skirts on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she know what, though? She's no Huey Lewis.
No.
Not a hit machine.
Let's see if she answers.
I follow her on Twitter.
AC Musgraves?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Does she tweet a lot?
I just look at her pictures.
Be quiet for a second. All right. Here,
kill the music,
try
Pony.
To creep her out. Yeah, mm-hmm. Pony, come on.
Matt.
What are the odds she answers?
I don't know. You want to pull the slot machine?
Yeah, please.
No, we can't. That's for impressions.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. Oh, maybe she's in class.
Oh, you know what? She
probably
could be in
class.
Yeah.
Could be, yeah.
So, yeah.
Like an English class or maybe
another tattoo.
All right.
Not another tattoo.
No. Why not?
She didn't answer, so let me just pretend that I'm leaving a message. I love you, daughter. I love you, daughter.
She'll listen to the podcast. She'll hear it.
Follow your arrow.
We had a little tiff yesterday.
Really?
Oh, there she is. Okay, hold on. Wait a minute.
Kill the music, Pony.
Yes. Hold on. Here we go. Hi, sweetie. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you? I'm doing fine. We were talking about you, listener, because I talked about your arrow tattoo the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And so somebody sent in a letter, and they just played this very sweet song.
By Casey Musgraves.
By Casey Musgraves that says, follow.
Oh, yeah. It, yeah.
Did that have anything to do with your tattoo choice?
Yeah, it did, completely.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I just saw her on Saturday.
Oh, you know what? That's going to be so. Jeremy, is it Jeremy Scoville, Rob,
yes,
that
it
wrote
is.
That in?
Mm-hmm.
Let me read you what he wrote, Catherine. And then I'll let you go because I know you're busy.
I have a question as well.
Jeremy Scoville wrote, "I've been a fan for years, and after listening to Monday's show, Mike should check out the song "Follow Your Arrow" by Casey Musgraves. I have daughters myself, and one of them recently got a very subtle tattoo, a small Cheshire cat on her shoulder, but she considered getting an arrow tattoo before she settled on that. I wish she had gone with the arrow."
Aww.
That comes from Jeremy Scoville. So that's isn't that the, those are our listeners out there supporting you, Catherine, even though daddy was bitching loudly about you getting an arrow tattoo.
I've got a question, if you don't mind.
I'm going to pass along a question from Oscar. You're not going to be able to hear him, but I'll just pass it along.
But he is really here.
He's really here. What's your question, Oscar?
What are you wearing?
Stop it!
Oh, God, don't. God, he just asked you what you're wearing. That's Oscar. I'm going to reach through the. I'm going to. So, anyway, yeah, so. You know
nice.
What?
Nice.
Thank
nice.
You. You know what?
Give
I will tell you this, Catherine. That song, Rob just played a little bit of it, and I'm going to listen to the whole thing today because I think it's kind of sweet. Okay.
Yeah, I just saw her on Saturday at Lincoln Theater in D.C., and it was amazing because she was you could get so close to her. Because I guess she, it was great.
Well, pretty there cool. You go. I think Jeremy.
She sounds exactly the same live.
Jeremy Scoville's going to love that. That's great, and I think it's a very, very sweet song, and I will think of you every time I hear it now.
Yay.
Okay, I love you, sweetheart.
Love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Call me.
That's Catherine. That's my...
God damn it, Oscar!
Good to hear you two getting along, Mike.
You know what, Jeremy, that is you did me a solid. That actually put me in a wonderful frame of mind about that whole thing today. Next letter says, "Hi, gentlemen. I was lucky enough to be able to come by the Mad Fox Tap Room for the meet and greet. It was great to finally see you all in person. Unfortunately, Mark Alderman, a big fan of the show and a good friend of mine, wasn't able to come down from Baltimore to join the fun. He is getting married on October 24th, and I was hoping you guys could give him some marriage advice. It would really make his day and make him feel better for missing out on the fun. All the best from John Bloom." And This is for Mark Alderman. Okay, well, Mark, I see that you're getting married on October 24th. What was the date of our meet and greet? Was that the 16th?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 14th.
14th. Yeah, it was last Wednesday.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And we haven't even gotten to the 24th yet. That, to me, is a, you know, what are you getting into your tux for 14 days?
Mike,
what's going on?
He's really slow with cufflinks.
Yeah. So, you know, my advice to you is I only hope that when you finally take the vows, that you show a little more loyalty to your bride than you've shown to this podcast. Thank you. Thank you.
Can I add to that?
I appreciate that. Yes, go ahead, Rob.
At the reception, make sure you don't undercook the pork.
Nice. Rob, sound advice.
I hate trichinosis. It sucks.
Our next letter says, "Dear guys, 10 years ago, I kissed my wife, Heather, for the first time. She has been my miracle through so much. Being so poor, we could barely eat, a long stint of unemployment, and the literal madness that led to my bipolar diagnosis. She stayed with me through it all. We got things under control, and we married 2 years ago. Now I am lucky enough to have this wonderful woman to share my life. I am forever grateful, and I cherish every moment with her. Thank you, Heather, and thank you, TMOS, from Mike Hansen."
Nice.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. No, it's a joke. That's a joke.
Man.
That's a joke. I couldn't help it. I didn't know it was coming. God. That is no.
Why do you hate love?
Sure. I don't know. Yeah, but depending on the kind of day
that's
Mike's beautiful. Having, he might like that or
that's
hate it.
What am I supposed to do with that? I'm terribly sorry. That's beautiful. "Good morning, guys.
Hello.
I hope you are doing well. No voices, no special requests, no risk of Mike's slot machine of rejection." I didn't know he called it the slot machine of rejection.
It's just called rejection, Mike. It's like it's like triple diamond, but it's called rejection.
"Although I do hope to hear more of Mike's Yoda voice in the future." I was thinking about that last night. Got a few people asking for that, so
perhaps the voice I do.
Anyway, Mike made me laugh out loud. I would love it if Mike could wish faithful listener Monty Eskew, or Monty Eskew.
Eskew it is.
Eskew, a happy 42nd birthday. Editor's note. Elvis died at 42.
Always like to bring it up.
His birthday is next Wednesday, and it's also our third anniversary. It's pure genius, according to him, that we got married on his birthday so he would never forget our anniversary. Side note, it only took me 4 months to score a six-pack of Smiling Irish Bastard. Quite a fiasco, but I was able to get Monty a six-pack for his birthday. Awesome. He loves craft beer. A co-worker and another Mike O'Mara Show listener in Portland made it happen. Thank you, guys. All I know is if I want my husband to want to try something, all I got to do is have the Mike O'Mara Show endorser mention it. Thanks again for, boy, send that out to the advertisers. Mm-hmm. Thanks again for keeping the funny. You guys are a highlight of my workday. Becky, Eskew, and Monty, have a fabulous, fabulous birthday.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Monty.
Birthday, Monty.
We're rushing through these now. October 21st is the day that Mark Kaplan of San Francisco turns 56. He is a physician's assistant and the ship's medical officer of the training ship Golden Bear.
Mike, it's
I don't know why
Jack Nicklaus.
Me laugh today.
It's the boat that looks like Jack Nicklaus.
It's shaped like Jack Nicklaus.
The entire hull is made out of terry cloth.
He knows that Mike hates PAs, but is what's PAs?
Physician assistants.
No, I don't hate PAs. But in an attempt to win his love, he has in the past sent him a hat, two challenge coins, and drove to Reno for a live show. He also tries to sneak in TMOS every time we order supplies for the ship from Amazon. Oh, that's all for a ship.
That's
great.
Cool, right?
But the supply officer is on him and submitted him for a court-martial. Jeez. Oh, what a dick.
You.
Oh,
dick.
My what? God. That's ridiculous. Stop that. Please send bail money because our brig sucks. Yours in Christ, Mark Kaplan, PAC, Ships Medical Officer, T.S. Golden Bear. Oh, my God.
I hope
oh, Mark,
you know what?
I hope
it's
okay.
Shtick. I hope it's shtick.
I do, too. And our final letter, Dear Mike, I never quite understood what you meant by the term anus eyes until I got a good look. Until I got a good look at Lincoln Chafee during the Democratic debate. When I voiced my revelation, holy crap, he has anus eyes, to my confused wife, she looked at me with a raised eyebrow, then back at the screen and stated, they do look like anuses. It was all we could focus on throughout the entire event, and we were surprised to see that CNN didn't blur out his eyes. Love the show and keep making the funny. All the best to you and yours, Chuck in Manassas. Now, Rob, we can move on because we have to take a break and we will come back. Something very special. Mrs. O'Mara and I were talking about Michael Williams' Halloween costume.
Oh,
his
boy.
First real Halloween at 2 years old. We're going to a special Halloween party next week. And we had a bit of a writer's meeting to come up with some sort of homemade costume idea because I'm not spending $38 at the store to do this. I think you're going to like what we came up with, and I will be asking for advice when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's face it, you need to know how to cook. Let me tell you a great way to learn how to cook and to get somebody to do all the work for you. You can finally put your kitchen to good use. Besides, cooking at home means eating healthier. You save money instead of ordering expensive takeout again or going out to a restaurant. Where do you start? You might want to know. How about Blue Apron? We've been telling you about Blue Apron. It's absolutely fantastic. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all of the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals, and you make meals in your home, as Carla, my wife, has said, that make you feel like you're eating out at a fancy restaurant. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. No matter what dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like sesame chicken with heirloom cauliflower and soba noodles. Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to hear things you've never heard before, and you're going to try things you've never tried before because it's all good, it's all fresh, and it's all Blue Apron. How about roasted spaghetti squash with marinara and olives? All yum, all fantastic.
Good.
Plus, you'll be cooking with ingredients you've never used before, and all the recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion. That is delicious and healthy. Right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, it is a better way to cook, and we thank you. So I was just chomping to come in here today. Every now and then.
Have you dressed him for Halloween before? Because this will be his third Halloween, I think, right?
This is, is this going to be his third?
Because he was an itty bitty, and then a 1 year old, then a 2 year old.
And then a 1 year old. So this will technically be his third. And he still is not, you know, going to track with what it is.
Of course not.
So this morning we were just talking about that. We've got, what do they call it? Trunk or treat, where you have like a bunch of people. Why do they call it trunk or treat?
Because you're actually trick or treating out of your trunk.
Out of your car.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, is that, and it's hosted by WNEW's heavy metal host, Eddie Trunk.
Oh, my God. What a memory on that. Eddie Trunk
Ed
show.
Trunk. I think it is to perhaps put, not that you have a lot of, pedophiles and bad people in Florida, but you can sort of eliminate them from the equation by not having kids go door to door. You have people that you know line their cars.
I see.
Have you taken your kids to a trunk or treat, Rob?
No, they do our neighborhood. They've always.
Oh, that's right. You've always had the neighborhoods that are the whole all the people get together and
exactly. Yeah.
So trunk or treat's our thing for the little guy because if we trick or treated around here, it just wouldn't probably work that well. I just don't think people do it down here.
You'd get Rolaids.
Probably get like doors not being opened, and I don't.
Yeah, all the lights off.
Really,
yeah.
But the church where we go, and yes, that's right, everyone. I'm a worshiper. We go to the. We haven't been back since we. I haven't been to church in months, so I'm a very. I'm
Are you sure it's still
it.
Open?
Yes, I checked the website, and they have the trunk or treat next Wednesday. They have the trunk or treat, and so You know, we had a discussion about it today, and I said, Mrs. O'Mara,
open
we got to have
business.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
There's a big, there's a banner at it. It says Trunk or Treat, and it says, where's Mike? Don't know. Hasn't been here since the spring.
Hasn't been. You guys know the church. You've
it's
been
a beautiful
in there.
Church. Love
it's where
it.
He got baptized, yes. And I guess in the
Father
lot.
Juan, right? His name's Juan?
No.
It's not Father Juan. It's James.
Oh, James.
No, I don't think it's James. Isn't it Hector?
It was. Why are you making him Hispanic? He's not.
Just thought it'd be fun.
Not that there's anything
what's,
wrong. Yeah, with
what's wrong with that?
Not a thing.
Nothing's
all
wrong
right,
with
Donald
that.
Trump.
Bloom. But anyway, so. But I will tell you.
Bloom.
So Bloom. This started last night where I went to the website. And, you know, I love the internet because you can just everything, images, and you go, you know. 2-year-old toddler costumes,
right.
And I do images, and suddenly I see the images, and really, I see the store-bought ones, and the store-bought ones aren't really doing it for me, because they just don't, they just seem crappy.
Sure.
They don't seem like, you know, a pirate, how many pirates,
and also,
Batman.
One time and, you know, and gone. Like,
yeah.
Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
$30, like $38
yeah,
for
it's
a
lot of money.
These things.
It's a lot
I'm
of money.
I'm not going to pony up that kind of dough.
I'm looking at kids' costumes here, it just... Really? For a little baby like that, are they going to remember?
No.
They're not.
Right?
They're not gonna, if it's not fun for him. But what it is really, let's be honest, is you are dressing up your kid like you would dress up your dog. That's what you're doing.
Or even a doll.
Night. Or a doll.
Yeah.
You're playing
a little
doll
is probably a better reference.
But I really don't want him to be, I don't want to put him in anything cumbersome that he'd be that would be uncomfortable for him. And
right.
Then about halfway down the page... I see what would be perfect for Florida, and it's little kids dressed as elderly people, and they've constructed out of little PVC pipe these little walkers for them, and they're on walkers, and it was hysterical. And we looked at it, I said, so this morning I get up with Carla, and I said, you know what, I really think we should, because we're down here in the land of
yeah.
blue hair, we should dress him as a blue hair, we should make him into an elderly person, and Carla does not miss a beat. And she says, how about Bernie Sanders?
Ah!
And I fall off the chair.
Oh,
and I suddenly
no.
picture his hair that if we can figure out a way to get the wispy hair that he has snow white.
Yes.
It will be perfection. We're going to buy him a little suit and we're going to put him in a little power tie and we're going to get him a Bernie Sanders button. And then
perfect.
The only difficulty will be he doesn't wear glasses. My soon-to-be 6'2", 175-pound
Mike, there's a couple
boy.
There's a couple weeks before he's 6'2".
This is true. So it's Bernie Sanders. I think it's going to kill. I think it is absolutely
it.
Going. The question I
How
have...
How do you put it together?
Well, I think you go to the little kids, you know, where you get a little kid suit. You
okay.
can get those at any department
store. It's like a onesie
store.
At his age, right?
Well, no, I think
you
probably get him a little suit.
Yeah.
Okay. Get him a little suit, right? A little toddler suit.
Sure.
And then you get the shirt and tie, a little white shirt and a little clip-on tie. And then the biggest challenge, I think, will be Bernie Sanders wears those kind of like wire-rim glasses, right?
There's no those? Way he'll keep glasses on, is there?
I don't think there is. So we Can might
you paint
not be
him
able
on?
To do that. that's an idea.
Right, yeah.
Paint on the glasses. Yes, paint on the glasses.
And he'll look like the dog from the Little Rascals. He'll just have a circle around
true.
His eye.
If we do a really like thin line and do
all
it,
you
like,
need,
across the bridge of
All
nose,
you need really is one photo op with the glasses.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then just
do you color his hair at this point? Can you do
That's
that?
That's the challenge. I said
the
to
spray.
Carla,
Get
I
the
said
spray.
We have to. Oh, they have a spray?
Sure, like
make
graying
it,
spray.
But will it make it. I don't want gray spray. I want it to be
silver.
Snow white. Like Bernie Sanders. That's the whole hair thing is what makes or breaks this costume.
Do you have, you know, and you is, must because of your, I know you have proximity to younger people. There
yes.
must be a Halloween superstore near you.
There, I'm sure there is. Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Go
down
and ask,
here,
find
down
the product,
here. I mean,
and then go
that's
to
like
Amazon
asking
and buy it.
If there's a shooting range.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but what you'll have to do, you might have to talk to someone about what's happening. And the Halloween Superstore is staffed by all the Halloween geniuses. So go to the Genius Bar at the Halloween Superstore, find what you need, and then go to Amazon and get the
same thing. I see Pony going through the Bernie Sanders pictures. Mm-hmm. Do you know, now that we got his haircut, he's got that wispy hair.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, if we can, the hair is the key. The hair is the key. Now, listen, I know that
what about
I don't
want
to, even though it's like a kid's Halloween costume, I don't want to half-ass it. I want to do the hair right.
Could he
like,
do a wig? How is he with hats?
No, I don't want to do it. He doesn't need a wig. That's the whole point. He's got the high forehead with that wispy hair that Bernie Sanders has. And if we do this right, it's going to be fantastic. And I have to get a button. I gave him $50 like when this whole thing, before he was the phenomenon that he is. Yeah. And I never got my bumper stickers.
You know,
so
Mike,
get
actually, if you need a Bernie button, it might be cheaper to buy the $38 costume.
Well, I'm excited about this.
Oh, that's going to be great. So
that's what my boy's going to be.
Pictures, please, as soon as you get it together.
Yes.
Tony, what is that?
I found
what
one.
Is that a Bernie Sanders costume?
It's a Bernie Sanders baby. It says babies for Bernie.
Oh, my God.
A Bernie Sanders epic today.
Where is that? It's awesome.
Oh, my God. Babies, hold on. Before we go to break, I got to look at that.
It's Robert just, is going to be Where's Waldo this year. So we've been all over Amazon to find the red and white striped shirt.
He's going to be perfect
shirt.
With his haircut?
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, that's perfect.
So that's going to be good, and I think Julia is just going to dress up as a goth chick and try to alienate all grown-ups.
Look at this. Oh, look at this picture. This is great.
Babies for Bernie goes viral. Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, Mike, you know what? If you can find the kind of wig that has the bald pate up front.
Oh, my God.
That's the winner right there.
But I'm not going to shave his head, which would really
No, but it would be like, it's almost like a skull cap that would cover it.
I don't want to make the boy too uncomfortable. But
this
like
is
I
great.
Said, you just need one picture.
That is it. Oh, and we definitely need to get the wire rim glasses.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I think if we color the hair white and we comb it back enough, it's going to be a truly, truly good
Strap
one.
The glasses on.
Yeah.
From behind.
Thanks, very good. That's a duct tape will work.
But no, now you're just being cruel.
Just a little paste.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll be back in
time. Podcasts are great, but with all the podcasts out there, how do you choose? Let me recommend for your listening pleasure, Cake and Cookies. It's hosted by Katie Forbes Von Herman and my dad, Rob Spiewak. I like it because it's family friendly, and they never use words like fuck, head, bullshit, son of a bitch, and they never say go fuck yourself, because kids don't need that kind of filth in their life. Cake and Cookies, every Wednesday at MikeOMaraShow.com, a part of More Broadcasting.
That will have a long shelf.
That's my boy.
I do not get tired of listening to that one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you tempted to consider any and every new mattress that you've heard about or seen online just because you're desperate for better sleep? Well, before you do anything, please go to a Sleep Number store where you can see and feel how the Sleep Number mattress adjusts to your personal ideal firmness and support. A lot of people, like me, before I got mine, go through tons of mattresses, and you keep trying and you keep trying. It stopped for me the day I bought a Sleep Number. They are fantastic. They're rated a Best Buy by a leading consumer magazine, and the mattresses start at just $799. The Sleep Number mattress lets you choose the exact comfort that your body needs, and since each side is adjustable, it's the perfect bed for couples. Carl and I love it, and we've loved it for a long time. It's the only bed clinically proven to improve sleep quality, and it's helped my back. I can tell you that personally because it's made a difference in my life, and it makes me sleep refreshed and get ready for the day. You simply cannot afford another restless night's sleep, but you can afford a Sleep Number bed. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store where the best sleep of your life starts at just $799. No better sleep at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061, and don't forget to give the Boy Scout salute and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you.
News.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's only been a few days since Tracy Morgan made his triumphant return to Saturday Night Live, but he's already announced a stand-up comedy tour for next year. He has more than 30 gigs already booked.
Wow, good for him.
Beginning with a February 5th show in Indiana, and his website says more dates are coming soon. He's recovered. I think the statute of limitations is off on the impression. So when I have a news story with a Tracy quote, I believe I'm not overstepping my bounds now because he sounds fine and I can go back to doing my original Tracy.
That's fair.
Okay?
Did you watch his monologue on Saturday Night Live?
I did not get a chance. No, I didn't watch that.
It was pretty great. He came out and the first, because he was not in the opening sketch, and he came out and I couldn't tell if he was sort of playing up the fact that he had to go down two steps and he did it slowly.
Yes.
And he went up, and the crowd was going right. And he said, "Thank you for joining us." And then he just said, "Oh, I'm just playing. I'm fine." It was great.
That's good. That's so he was kind of playing with them, and I think I can do the impression.
Yeah, I think
he's got a quote in this story. Tracy said, "It's just like falling off a bike and getting back on. That's all. You don't forget where the pedals are. It's me. Funny plus truth equals Tracy Morgan. I can't wait to get back, y'all. City to city, state to state. Watch me operate."
Awesome.
That is great.
And while he's here, would he please say, "I'm Brian Fellows"?
"I'm Brian Fellows."
Perfect.
"Would you like some waffles with your chicken?"
Thank you. I love it.
Thank you very much. Bob Barker, oh dear, was taken out of the, he's out of the hospital. He wasn't taken out of the hospital, okay. But he was out taking.
Sort of, that happens at the end.
So sorry.
Carted out.
I love Bob Barker. I don't want to be mean to him. Bob Barker, don't love him so much we won't be doing him on the bonus show this week.
It's a tribute.
Bob Barker was out taking a casual walk, as 91-year-olds occasionally do,
sure.
When he tripped on the sidewalk and he fell. It was actually a pretty serious fall. He suffered a 1.5-inch cut on the right side of his forehead.
No. Bob.
Coincidentally, some cops were in the neighborhood and saw him fall over. They were they went over. They administered first aid until the paramedics arrived. And thankfully, it sounds like Bob is fine. He was released from the hospital. That's great news.
That is good.
And he is resting comfortably at home. So
okay.
We're all happy. You like that little segment right there? You'll enjoy what's coming up, Rob.
Good reason. Good reason to tune in onto the bonus show this Friday.
That's right.
Bob's doing well. We hear.
Yeah, and he'll be even better by Friday. We take a chance sometimes.
Yeah, we do. We roll the dice.
There's a brain bleed. You'll hear Friday, and we'll be the most insensitive guys. But that's why Pony knows how to edit digitally.
That's right. Hey, Pony.
All right, very good. Last week's Democratic debate set a record with an average of 15.3 million viewers. No one saw this coming. Everybody was talking about the fact
that
the Democratic debate was going to suck as far as ratings were concerned. But 15.3 was good enough for third place in the weekly ratings. As usual, Sunday Night Football won the week. Here are the top 10 shows. Number 10, Monday Night Football. Number 9, Walking Dead. Empire, NCIS, New Orleans, 60 Minutes. Thursday Night Football, The Big Bang Theory, The Democratic Debate at number 3. NCIS, CBS, Sunday Night Football at number 1. So,
and as a valid television viewer, I still look for anyone that I know that watches NCIS, the number 1 show
I'm
in America.
I'm stunned at that.
I don't know anyone who watches it.
Number 2, 16 million viewers. Do you? I've never watched
I
NCIS.
I never have, no. And Mark Harmon, still dreamy, but still... Don't watch it.
And, you know, he's never involved in the news that much. He just plods along, probably one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood.
Oh, I think he's probably got a lot of money.
Killed in summer school.
Yeah, really good in summer school.
Thank you. The 24-year-old Brazilian man who died aboard an Aer Lingus flight. You know, after biting another passenger, we had that story for you the other day. Well, here it is. This sucks. He had 80 10-gram pellets of what authorities believe was cocaine in his stomach.
Oh, he was a mule.
He's a mule, according to the Irish Times. One pellet reportedly broke, leading to his death. The Irish Times estimated that the man had about $63,000 worth of coke in his belly. Authorities are currently awaiting the results of a toxicology test to confirm the substance was coke. The man, identified as John Kennedy Santos Garao, was flying to Dublin from Lisbon on Monday. When he grew agitated, he bit another passenger who was helping crew members restrain him. I thought maybe he was in respiratory distress when they restrained him, but no. He collapsed shortly after being handcuffed, and he died aboard the flight.
I wonder if the pellet broke, and before the thing really took over, that's what caused him to go nuts.
Probably.
I would assume authorities also arrested a 44-year-old Portuguese woman who was believed to be traveling with him. So maybe another mule, maybe not. Aww. But see it in movies.
Desperate
when you hear
times,
it in the real news.
Scary.
Really desperate. Horrible. Speaking of flights in Ireland, a Turkey-bound flight was forced. This is a little something-something.
Okay.
And I want to thank the listener who sent me this. To make an emergency landing after an Irishman stripped off his clothes and attempted to have sex with a stewardess.
Whoa!
Hold on. We need a little... Let's get a little... Can we get the Irish music, please?
Please.
Thank you very much. There we go. That's right. Stripped off his clothes, tried to have sex with a stewardess. The man who's been identified by the Serbian Interior Ministry, as an Irish resident, boarded the Sun Express flight from Dublin to Izmir with a large group of friends on Saturday. But as the plane took off, it is alleged that the man began undressing, took off his underwear, and started to wave his penis around. The man reportedly told authorities, "I was simply looking for a little good time." "But obviously these people haven't the slightest idea what a good time is. Now please leave me be and give me back my tighty whites." That's it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
Years ago, Gary made a movie with Sylvester Stallone.
Sure, I made it. It was so long ago, he didn't have surgery yet.
Are you talking about plastic surgery?
Yes.
You're going after Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, I'm going after him big time.
Yes, he does. It's on this week's episode of the show. Be sure to check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
Why are you so excited?
Adrian.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Great episode this week.
They're
really excellent.
I love those guys. You'll check them out. If you haven't got a chance to listen to Tony Perkins and Gary Stein on the More Network, please give them a listen. The Tony Perkins Show. It is worth it, everybody. Check it out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. William Shatner here. I feel that chill in the air. I don't know what I'm doing. Do you hear, do you know what that is?
What?
Hello? What's doing? Who's doing the spot? You are. It's Amazon. Shut up. I know what I'm doing. That chill. Hey, Carla, Michael just... There you go. Jesus Christ. I have a window right near the walkway.
Yeah.
My son just, like, sprinted. Dead run right out of the house.
Mike, that's the plot on this week's episode of Absentee Mother.
That's right. I'm talking about Amazon. Do you need restraints, leashes, fences, wire fencing to keep your child in your home? Amazon has everything you need for the upcoming months. Warm clothes, boots, hats, costumes, and candy for Halloween. Rakes and leaf blowers, you can throw those in too. And if you're smart and think ahead, it's never too early for snow shovels, ice melter, and dazzling Christmas lights. Shop at home, beat the crowds, and save some serious bread, Daddy-O. Plus, it's always the right time of year to buy a solid brass monkey at surprisingly affordable prices. Besides, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. If you happen to be a procurement officer for a cruise ship,
right,
shop through our Amazon page, and you would help the show out enormously. You know, we don't talk about this enough, but really, I think that within the next month, I would like, if you are a purchaser for some big business, I would love you to share that with me. And if you go through the Mike O'Meara Show Amazon page to make your big buy, let me know.
Please.
And I will reach out to you. I mean it personally, because I'd like to hear your story. Please pass that along. The next time you need to buy anything, go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon or click on the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Thanks and may God bless. And we're going to do more of that with Amazon.
Yeah.
We're going to reward you for your loyalty because we have been relying on you to shop through our Amazon page since the inception of this show, and you have never let us down.
Some great
surprises
coming up, as a matter of
fact. That are doing that. Without further ado, let's open it up. This is the Audio Vault for Wednesday, October 21st. Rob Spiewak.
You know, Mike, speaking of the Amazon spot, gone are the days that only the rich people can afford a solid brass monkey. Now it's within the reach of everybody.
The middle class, the shrinking middle class, is able to grab the monkey now.
The lower 98%, Mike, everyone can grab the monkey. It's a
For decades, the shrinking middle class was really only able to spank it.
And even then,
yes,
only when work time allowed. Yesterday, mark it on your calendar. It happened yesterday. Martin O'Malley officially became a non-issue in the election because he appeared on The View with a guitar and sang a Taylor Swift song.
Katy Perry, I'm told, is doing like a benefit concert for one of my opponents in Iowa. So in response, I thought I'd offer this up for
better be a
Taylor
song.
Swift. Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know, it used to be mad love. So take a look at what you've done. Because, baby, now we got bad blood.
Hey! Stop.
I don't know. I saw him on the Rosie O'Donnell
show singing a song, and I don't know if he's right to be president or not.
Stop being so Baltimore.
Yeah, he's a little folksy for me.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much.
But yesterday, if you're marking your calendars, it was just about 11 o'clock yesterday.
You're right about that, Rob.
He did it away. And you know what? How, you know, that's really, in theory, not that far away from playing saxophone on the Arsenio show. He's being a musician.
It's different.
But I'm saying in the broad strokes. When he played sax,
wasn't he already elected president?
No,
he was president.
I don't think he was president.
Was he the nominee?
He was a nominee.
Okay, well, when you've got five other people ahead of you, that's not what you do.
All I'm saying is this, is that if you go on a talk show and play an instrument, it can work or it can fail. And yes. Martin O'Malley did it the
big
wrong
fail.
Way.
Big fail. Epic fail.
Epic fail, as the youngsters say. Jimmy Kimmel is in Brooklyn this week.
Yeah, I've watched
And this is so great.
How are those shows, Oscar? You've been watching
they're
those
fun,
shows?
They're fun. It's fun to see him in Brooklyn. It's cool.
He's great, cool. And I still can't make Colbert work for me, so I'm hanging with Jimmy. Yep. And he took a page from Letterman's playbook last night. Remember when Letterman had the cancellation and the candidate, why does his name just left me? The candidate who ran with
John McCain.
John McCain canceled on him last minute, and Letterman did an entire
20
minutes.
Are you getting early Alzheimer's?
He stroked out for 2 seconds. He's okay now.
Mike, actually, it's not early. It's right on time. So Jimmy Kimmel had a cancellation last night.
Jimmy Kimmel, Rob. He's the one that did the show you were watching.
That's right. And he's on the channel. He's on WMAL ABC. TV, right? Sure.
ABC.
So he had a cancellation last night. Donald Trump was supposed to be on his show. And I think most talk show hosts would just sort of gloss it. But he laid into Trump pretty good.
You know, Donald Trump was supposed to be here tonight. And now he's glad he didn't come, I guess. Last night, his people called late last night and canceled on us. They were they were cryptic as to why he canceled. They said he has a major political commitment, but he did want me to relay the message to you that if he had been here, he would have been great. I'm dying to find out what this major political commitment was. Usually it means he had to go on CNN and call someone an idiot or something, but why did he cancel? We told him there were cameras here, right? Yeah. It's amazing. Our Tuesday night's the night he volunteers down at the orphanage. But don't worry, tonight we're going to give everyone in the audience a basketball dipped in cologne so you can fully experience what it would have been like had Donald Trump been here.
Good use of power right there.
I thought he was mellow. He could have been a lot. Letterman would have been meaner.
Letterman would have been meaner.
They killed him a little bit during, because Jay-Z was on as a guest as well, and he stayed longer because of Trump.
Oh, so he got an extra segment.
So there was subtle jabs at Trump throughout the interview.
A good theme throughout the show.
It's such a, you know, within the TV talk show world, it is such a dickish move to pull that.
Oh, the day before?
Day of.
Yeah, what a dick.
All right, Mike, I think he's one of the best of the Licorice Hat Club. Luke Bryan. Right now, I love to listen to his voice. It's just so bewitching. And it turns out that his family, they're doing some renovations on their main house, so they're living in their guest house, and they have been for 2 years.
We're living in our guest house on the farm, so it's like 10 of us in a little two-bedroom house, so it's pretty funny. It's been that way for a year or two, so... I don't even get into the mode of predicting when we'll be in our house, but you know what? We'll look back on the guest house and certainly think about a lot of great memories. And after we have to repaint it and pretty much rebuild the inside after the boys have destroyed it.
Nice.
Guest house.
Guest house. Guest house.
I don't know.
Jim Bob, you stop licking the wall.
You're going to get a splinter in your tongue.
Yeah. Oh, come on down. Did you leave that toilet looking like that? All right. Well, I could say I believe ye.
I like to die.
I liked it. I like to fall out.
A bad moment this week. Robbie Williams, pop singer Robbie Williams, was on stage and wished happy birthday to a young lady.
Okay.
Without really knowing how young she was.
It's your birthday. It's lovely. I love that look. I love the look with the glasses and the hair. It's like the secretary look. Which reminds me, I've got to clear my browsing history on my computer before I disuse it. How old are you today, Morgan? 15. Oh, that changed. How do you dig yourself out of that one? Stay away from boys like me, Morgan.
She was there with her mother.
That's the age. 15.
15.
Run!
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Meara Show has come and gone, everybody. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MearaShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, it's TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, was a great one today, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MearaShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend about Amazon, our audiobook, our regular book, our bonus shows. Tell them all about TMOS. Make sure they get it, too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Meara, inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. Chin chin.
Say ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Just a second. You're not going anywhere until I tell you that MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, good.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.